Good morning, my friends. This is Tony and Brenda Kruko, and we're hosting the call today. And as you'll hear, several people are requesting others mute their phones as we announce where we're from, because out of courtesy, everybody likes to announce where they're from. And if you are on the call, and even if you're quiet, sometimes there's mechanical phone noise in the background. So even if you're alone with nobody else talking and you're quiet, mute your phones, because that mechanical noise will be muted at that point. And it's just out of a courtesy so everybody can announce where they're from and Miss Billy can hear all the states join and all the different nations. And we're not doing this to squelch anybody. We just want to be respectful to all the other participants. And we thank you for joining the phone call. And here's Miss Brenda.
Hey, Brother Max, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Today, as you know, Mom is, in Texas at the minister's meeting, and I heard she had a great meeting. Brother Max listened to it, an anointing for speaking in tongues. And I want to encourage you guys, I'm going to let Brother Max say some things, but I want to encourage you right now. There was a prophecy in 1987 that was given by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, and he talks, the whole prophecy is wonderful, but for time's sake, it's about this move of God, but for time's sake, I'm just going to read about this dark cloud he saw over Washington, D.C., and yea, I looked, and I saw, I'll start with this because it's such a good sentence. And so the church shall stand tall in this hour. Well, anyway, just bear with me here. Father, have your way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yea, I looked, and I saw the hearts of men, and oh, they were disturbed and perplexed. And I saw a black, dark cloud rise up from the eastern part of our nation. And it came out of the capital of our nation. And men responded unto that darkness that arose and walked with it. And that darkness began to envelop this very land. Oh, the hearts of many that know God sensed in their spirits. And those of us that stand on the horizon of time shall send forth a word of warning. And so there shall rise in the mighty ones, those called of God, separated unto him, and they shall make intercession, and the light shall shine and drive back the darkness. The evil and wicked man shall fall. And there will be those, and remember, I told you this in advance, so we're remembering this, Brother Hagin, because we know there is no time in the spirit when you gave this, that there shall be those in high places who will fall down dead. And some shall say, but oh, they would have made such a great leader. I cannot understand. But those who know the voice of the Spirit shall rejoice and be glad. For you shall know that darkness has been stayed and the hand of the enemy has been defeated. And sitting upon the horizon of times, and looking not only in this realm of the spirit, and seeing that which transpires in the spirit realm, for the enemy goes about as never before, knowing that his time is short. Thou shalt know, and thou shalt share, and those who know how to pray will rise up in this hour and intercede, and the forces of darkness shall be driven back, and the evil spirits and the powers of the enemy that would approach on the things of God and the people of God would be driven back. So I just thought that would encourage you. We're not moved by what we see. We're of the Spirit. That's why when you get in the Spirit and pray, there's no, I know you know this, Brother Max. When you get in the Spirit, there's no, there's joy. Even though it may be, the Spirit may be using you in intercession. In intercession, sometimes you cry because you're actually standing in the gap. A lot of times what we call intercession is supplication. But intercession is actually standing in the gap for your nation. You're standing in the gap for someone's salvation. You're standing in, they don't have a covenant or they have left their covenant. and God uses you in that place before Him. Praise God. It's a precious place. It's a wonderful place. So I'm just going to let Brother Max share whatever he has on his heart, and then we'll pray.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as Ms. Billy Ellis said, remember, this call is for Israel call.
That's right.
And we just have to continue praying for Israel. There's a lot of activities going on. And just keep Israel in your prayer and the nation of Israel. Well, we all know what happened yesterday, and we know what the president, that he came out and he left or have a speech. I listened to all of it. But this morning, here's what I can tell you. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Stay in faith and be encouraged. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. And the reason I'm saying all these things, and also remember that we are relying on the glory of God. The President Donald Trump is not going to save this nation, but God is, and God will. God is using the president in his position. He put him in this position to operate and be obedient and do what he has to do for us, for the nation of the United States and the nation of Israel. Just want to remind you of that. It seems like a lot of people that I've been hearing and seeing some messages that they're so depressed or whatever the reason is. Stay in faith and be strong and keep focusing on the Lord. Keep focusing on the Father. And I believe it's not over. There's a lot of good things happening in this nation. The truth will come to light, and the truth will never, ever go away. And the lie will come to light. In Philippians 4:13, ESV, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. This is the time to maintain and stay strong. Folks, we have to do this. We have to maintain and stay strong and not to shift. We have to stay on the track with the Word of God. As a believers, God is protecting all of us. I was talking to Brother Tony yesterday, and he really have a good word. He said, when the Jewish went across to Jerusalem from Egypt, they were facing death behind them and water in front of them. But they were in fear. But God took care of them, and He split the sea, and they went across. But we are not in fear. We have the faith, and we have God who's guiding us. So we'll just have to wait and see. The prophets heard the Lord very clear. I heard the Lord very clear. Miss Billy heard it very clear. Everybody. Brother Copeland. So we all heard it very clear. Now God is in charge. He said, my glory is on earth. And he told me a few weeks ago, he said, it's not going to be the generals, it's not going to be the officials, it's not going to be the president himself, Donald Trump, but it's going to be my glory on earth.
Amen.
So we just have to wait on God's movement and stay together and stay put and stay in the prayer and keep your faith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Praise God. So, you know, brother, since this is an Israel prayer call, and they have called Brother Trump, President Trump, Cyrus, because, and, you know, Isaiah 44 and 45, it says, Cyrus, he is my shepherd. He shall perform all my pleasures, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and the temple, your foundation shall be laid. And that's what President Trump did. We have the blessing because of that. When he put the embassy in Jerusalem and said that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the world. That was a statement for eternity, not just for this lifetime, if Jesus tarries. That was eternity. And that's an eternal blessing. And that we can stand on that for that alone, right there for our nation, the blessing, regardless what anything else, because that's what stands in the courtrooms of heaven.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I just sense the spirit of prayer. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I was just going to say yesterday, I don't know how many watched Miss Billy. I think it has a code, but you can watch it on the archive. I'm not sure how you get there, but it's the Copeland's ministry. Maybe Tony or Brenda can give some information on that. But she had utterance yesterday. It was so powerful. I watched it. It was over 2 hours. She spoke and she prayed. And she prayed in tongues, and the Lord has been revealing so many encouragement and great words. Even yesterday, she didn't really pray that long in the Holy Ghost, but she had the atmosphere. The Lord, the Holy Ghost just helped Miss Billy to set it up really quick. It was just like in a blink of an eye. But she had... I'm not going to read everything that came through her yesterday, but it was so, so powerful. And it's really encouraging for what we're dealing with right now. I believe Miss Billy will put it on a blog sometime, maybe when she came back. But yeah, the praying in tongues and the Holy Ghost, and I don't know how long this is going to go, that I've been hearing it. And when I hear it in Arabic, I hear it very clear. And I have another person, the other day I told him, listen to the phone call, and he said he didn't hear anything, and that's because probably he's not supposed to hear it. And it's, I can't remember what word. Miss Billy,
it comes in Arabic to your ears.
Yeah, it came in Arabic to my ears, but somebody else even understands the language and speak it, they don't hear it, because they're not in that, they're not with the Holy Ghost, or I'm supposed to hear it, but not somebody else. I don't know, but it's, I think Miss Billy have it was maybe, I can't remember what's the book, but with all this to say, it's so powerful. I'm not expert in the Bible, you know, as a former Muslim. It's just like God has been just pouring on my heart. Everything I got is from the Lord very much in my life since my salvation. So yeah, let's go ahead and pray. And the Holy Ghost, and go from
thank
there.
Thank you, Father. Yes, we thank you, Father. Glory your name. Jesus, me, Jesus, me, Kiani, Koramakayati. Oh, we give you glory, Lord. We praise you. We glorify your name. Ikanamande. Ikanamande. Amahayani. Siki ondo. Aniyasiko no soku. Kanamishta bangandi. Kondong gondi. Kiti di angandi. Di ongondong. Gonya niyakaya niyake. Ishikana. Ishikana yamea. Ishikana yamea manse. Shanakaya nansini mangande. Hora miyaki. Hora miyaki. Omora maya naya ni. Nagora manda giade. Hoshina makaye. Hoshina makaye. Yi makaya. Kuno somoko. Samoko ramiki na magayi ne gandan dong dong gundan yi ne gaya no shaya na ki na makaya na niya na nondari alaya di diya gaya di diya tonda ki ane kondo bakai. Kineo, 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 shimeya, shamanga, simekeo no, utambrandi di iti, kuriaduku, karamiti aladaya na niya ko, ishamande, yadagayo no, Garanaya no ramasi arabai aragai aradi. Ikaya mo kamandi. O shebea. Shebea komanka. Shebea monga. Shebea manga. A shebeko maki. O maki adi aki aleni akunda sike di dia tuta rialia kaya no dia tuta rabahandri aleke teri a tuka rabahandri aliti alaye. Karialeni ni anakani anea namaki atea. Pisimakande. Shiamakionda, Shiamakia, Shimakaya, Kinamia, Kinanaya, Kinania, Siakota, Kuramia, Kurania, Siakota, Anaya, Heke, Ono, Shitura, Mai, Kiriatea, Kiriatea, Mahai, Ho, Rabakia, 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 Mande, Rabakia, Makaye, Rabakia, Mikia, Rabakia Maseo, Hine, Enea Maye, Okorani Soko, Okorani Soko Mashiaki, Iale, Iale Amahaya de Di. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Father. We glorify your name. We magnify you. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify your plans, your purposes. Hallelujah. You're not moved. You're not moved by what you see. We're not moved by what we see. We stay in you. We stay in the plan. We go forward in you and the power of your might and the power of who you are. We're moving in you. We're moving in you, in your spirit, in our spirit as one. We're moving. We're taking ground. We're moving in intercession. We're moving in supplication. We're moving in the prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of saints that have gone by. Hallelujah, but their prayers are established in heaven, and we're moving in those prayers. We're moving in those prayers to bring your will upon this earth, to bring your will for the destiny of America, to bring your will for the destiny of Israel. We say peace, be still in Israel. We say shalom, shalom, shalom over Israel right now. Shalom, shalom, shalom over the border. Shalom over the border. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Shika Soko Polo
Maracana. Ora Masi, the Brande, Kora Masha, Kora Masha, Kora Masha, and Osora Moshi, a Magi, a Gay, a Radi, a Rabai, a Ragi, a Radai, a Radai, a Radi. Kora Maye, and a Kayana Nos, the Makaya Nadea, Kianeo. Kianeo, ha-ha, Kianeo, ha-ha, Yetea, Nia, Manga, Dia, Dea, Daya, Naka, Dia, Daya, Naka, Daya, Naka, Kia, Dea, Hina, Mo, Shama, Kia, Dia, La, Dia, Tu, Ha,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Koramansti brongondanshi. Koshelio so la brakihati. Halani stikanai ogondi ondo ondigia letiakum. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Ondai nekonanshi o bon sonda bakia nekiela dio kondanti diakum. Oh, Ramashe, O'Brien's the bull. Hey, Akaya, okay. Oh, Ramashe, Anande, Griana, Yodonaye. Teo Kione, Arande, Aramande, Arabande, Abongo, Shamonga, Yanishi. You've been chosen for this time. We've been chosen for this time.
Yeah.
We've been trained. Yes, we have, haven't we, Brother Matt? We've been trained by these bleeders. We've been trained by Mother. We've been trained by the Spirit of God in this time, for this time is now. Hallelujah. So lift up your voices unto Him. Let Him flow through you in your spirit language. Let Him move through you in your natural language. Let Him speak through you. Anamande, Akayana, for the time is now. You've been chosen for this time. In the horizons of time, you've been chosen for this time for Him to use in this army of God. Hallelujah. A prayer army. Holy equip with my own spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
my own language. Isn't that beautiful?
Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you,
Father.
Thank
you, Father. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Here's how you started. You started again. I believe Miss Billy said that yesterday too. One more victory. One more victory. And my army now. My army now. I'll type all of that and I'll send it to you, Brenda. My army now.
Okay.
Angels five times. Angels, five times. Protection over us, two times. Protection over us, two times. And here, we need to pray about this one also. Well, we need to pray about all of them. In the transition. I believe one more victory in the transition. But let's keep going here. In the transition, that was two times. Okay. Chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
Chosen one. One time. There's only one chosen. One time. Then after that, you said, our God, seven times. Our God, seven times. Then you went back to angels, seven times. Then earth is shaking. Earth is shaking. Glory. After that, after earth is shaking, glory in the church. Glory in the church. And the last thing you said, we trust you, King. That was three times. We trust you, King.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So a lot of victory here and declaration that
yes.
we trust him.
Yes.
In the transition. One more victory. This has been said more than once through you, through the Holy Ghost, through Miss Billy, angels, my army. Yeah, protection over us. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we know that you are in charge and you have the best for us yet to come. The best for us yet to come. For the nation of the United States and the nation of Israel. Heavenly
yes.
Father, I lift up every home right now, every business, every family, every city, every state, the whole nation, from the north to the south to the east to the west, to you, Lord, that we trust you and you love us so much. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every heart, over every mind. Today, Lord, I lift up everybody in this nation to give them strength and wisdom and peace. Peace. And the Holy Spirit will touch every heart, will touch every mind. That we will just flow in peace and move in peace and walk in peace and talk in peace and love too as well. We just thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength and the faith that nothing will come cross to us. Nothing will, devil, you have no place. Satan, you have no place in our country right now. In Jesus' name. No. You are not welcome. You are defeated, and Satan, you are under our feet. You are down in the pit. You are down in hell, and we are not listening to you. Keep us focused, Lord, on you and on your will. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, God, Father. We just thank you, Lord. We are so thankful. All of this happening for a reason. And you know the end results, and you've given us peace in the end results here. And we will have the victory. You will never forsake us. And we only relying on you, Lord. We only relying on you and on your love for us.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blood. In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
yes.
name. Amen.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Thank you for that. I think we're getting, let me see what time it is. Yeah, it's 8:30, so I just want to encourage you that the anointings are on people are still there. The anointing of when the president's still there. The anointing hasn't left, regardless of what happens. And that
Amen.
Is what enables someone to do things. David, when he killed Goliath, it was the anointing. He had just gotten anointed. Saul was king, and the Lord said to Samuel, go anoint someone else to be king. And Samuel had to sneak around and do it. It was the anointing. That anointing is still on President Trump, and that's what's going to
yeah.
break yokes. Well, regardless.
Amen.
So, anyway, we just thank you, Brother Max. Do you have anything else?
No, I had a vision this morning. I'm still praying about it. I will send it to you guys
okay.
in a little bit here. Yes.
Okay.
It's a good
well,
one.
Well, that was a good one. Praise God. Well, we know that. And I know
yeah.
that it's not by might. It's not by an army. But by my spirit, says the Lord. He said that to Israel concerning them building the wall, and he's saying it to us now. He hasn't changed. It's by his spirit, and that's what we're doing. We're praying by his spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We glorify you, Lord. We consummate this prayer. We consummate this day. We are moving more in the spirit than ever before, In the name of Jesus, we know that you are the leader leading the way. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hold on.
Okay. This has come through during prayer. Each one of the people on this line need to lift up the leadership in their church, because the church is going to step to the forefront. No matter what happens, the church is stepping to the forefront, because we are the body of Christ, and whatever happens here on earth is the responsibility of the church. And more now than ever, I know everybody on this call lifts up their leadership in their church. We lift up the president, but we also lift up our leadership in our churches, that they hear the voice of the Lord, and they are only saying the truth in their pulpits with regard to this nation. We're lifting up this nation through the churches, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, praise God. I think we stay with the Lord on this. Max, in prayer, when the Spirit takes you in prayer, and I know you know this, but you see America like in God's eyes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we see it through our eyes, our natural eyes, too much.
Yeah.
And He'll take you to His, how He sees her, and He sees her. He always goes back to those covenants. He always goes back to. Yeah, His covenant. He always goes back to, I remember those hearts, you know, that crossed the ocean for worship, freedom, and obedience to me. I put that in their heart. And they obeyed. And they came in faith. He always goes back to bring a place where I could show myself through the Lord Jesus Christ in liberty.
Yes.
And you start moving with Him in those places for America. That's intercession.
Amen.
Oh, Rabbi Shikande Zigande Shigora Maikiyane.
Wow. You said, I don't care what it looked like. I got to share this. I'm like, am I hearing this right? I don't care what it looked like or what it looks like. Walk by faith. I don't care what it looks like, walk by faith. This is just what you just shared before you start praying in tongues. In the natural.
Wow.
In the spirit. Walk by faith.
God.
He is telling us to stay in faith right now. Keep your faith. Really, don't look at the natural. I mean, Tony and I talked about that yesterday, too. Don't look at the natural, because we are not supposed to. We're not in the natural right now.
Mm-mm.
Isolate yourself. Stay in faith. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And see, the Lord stirs your heart and you start praying again. You're not done yet. That's why you need to. That also happened to Billy the other day. She stopped praying and she said, I got to pray. I feel I have more. The Lord is telling me I have more. Then she came up with almost another 12 sentences.
Yeah.
And it's all powerful.
It is. Yes, it is. And he's given us utterance.
He is giving us utterance. Walk by faith.
Yeah. The whole body. I know they're in my private prayer. This is more like, and like Mom talks about the 1 Corinthians 12, you know, this prayer and the interpretation.
Yes.
But even in private prayer, I notice the utterance is so there.
Amen. Amen.
More than ever before.
Thank
the spirit
you,
of prayer.
Amen. Amen.
The spirit of prayer. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
We have the victory.
Amen. Yes,
Amen.
We do. We have the victory.
We have the victory.
And we just thank God for it. We're staying in line more than ever for the destiny of our nation.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. So praise. Well, brother, I'm good. So
I'm good,
I feel
too.
Like the Lord had his way. Okay. Well,
Amen.
Shalom, shalom. Amen.
Shalom, shalom.
Thank
bye-bye.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.